Hello, everyone. Thank you again for checking in and listening to today's Daily Dvar Torah. As you hopefully know, today is Rosh Chodesh Svat. And it being Rosh Chodesh, one day Rosh Chodesh, today, tomorrow is not Rosh Chodesh, it is a one day Rosh Chodesh. I'd like to mention a couple of things, perhaps, about Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, and this is something which many Mefarshim have spoken about, that is, if you think about it, we are very unique in our Judaism to follow the moon for our calendar. Yeah, the Chinese do it, the Arabs do it, but most of the world follow the sun as their year, for their yearly calendar, right? The solar calendar, you take the revolution of the earth around the sun, takes 365 days, divide it semi-evenly into 12, and you have your month. However, Klal Yisrael, from time immemorial, right, this week's parasha actually, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this is where we get the whole mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh from. As Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron that this Chodesh, this Rosh Chodesh, was done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the new moon. HaChodesh Hazeh, Moshe shows, Hashem shows Moshe the Chidush, the renewal of the Levana, and says, this is the month for you, for Klal Yisrael, for this is the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael are getting, that this month, Nisan will be the first of the year. And that is why we count our months from Nisan. The first month is Nisan. By Tishrei, when we have Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Hashanah for the year, but not as far as the Yom Tovim. Yom Tovim, kings, right, for many halachos, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first month of the year as in our account. And the question, and the truth is, if you think about the word month actually comes from the word moon. So it is kind of more authentic, more down to what the word actually means. And the question is, why are we so makbid to follow the moon, as opposed to the most of the world that use the sun? And the Gemara and the Medrash actually raises this question. And the Medrash says that Esav, right, is compared to the sun. Klal Yisrael is compared, Yaakov and his children are compared to the Levana. All right, and Medrash gives a few examples where that is from, that Yaakov is called the Katan, and so too the Levana, the moon, is called the Maor HaKatan, while Esav is called the Gadol, the older child, and the son is called the Maor HaGadol. Again, there are a few other connections, Medrash says. That kind of like just makes the question a little stronger. What exactly is the connection? What exactly is the time? So I think part of the answer, and perhaps a lot of the answer, actually, if we read what we say, the bracha that is said on usually Motzi Shabbos, Kiddush Levana, the bracha that we call the blessing of the moon. And that bracha we usually say Motzi Shabbos because we're dressed a little bit nicer and we want to give a little more covet to the bracha. But it could be said for the first 15 or so days from Rosh Chodesh, when you see the moon. This is a very important bracha. Brought down that a person who says this bracha will not die a nisa mishuna, like a very strange, unnatural death. If one is a segula for not dying a nisa mishuna, a death that is unusual during that month, if he says the bracha. In the bracha we say, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hashem b'mamaro bara shkokim, with his utterance he created the heavens. Uvruach piv kol tzvam, with his breath of his mouth, their legions, the tzvos. Chokud man nasan lehem, he gave them a schedule. So yishanu es tafkidem, that they should not alter their design, their assigned task. Sasu mismechim asos ritzon konam, they are happy, joyous, to do the will of the Creator. Paul MS, Chapulasu MS, the one who does truth and his two deeds are truth. This is interesting in general, what life we give to the inanimate object, but that's a different discussion. Then we conclude the bracha by saying the following beautiful words. La Levana Omar, and to the moon he said, Chetis Chadesh, it should renew itself. Ateres Tiferet, its crown of splendor, La Musevaten, for those that born by him from the womb. Now that is a reference to Klal Yisrael. Shehem, that Klal Yisrael, they are asidim is kadesh kimosa. They are in the future, will renew itself just like the moon renews itself. Ulufa'er liyotram, and glorify their molder, al-shem gvo machuso, according, or for the sake of his glorious kingdom. Baruch atah Hashem mechadesh chadashim, bless Hashem that renews the months. And the idea being the following. The sun, it rises, it's strong, and then it sets, and it's done. The rest of the world, the nation of the world, follow that cycle of the sun. They rise, they are great, and then they are gone. They no longer are heard of. And that, you can find the Egyptians, and all the ancient Egyptians, and the Babylonians, and the Romans, and you go down the line, the Greeks, all the ancient Greeks, all of them, they have their time in the sun, and then they are left to the ashes of history. Klal Yisrael, we follow the moon, we go up and down, we have our good times, we have our full moons, we have our times where we are barely there, and Chas V'Shalom almost disappearing. But we always renew ourselves, we always come back stronger than before. The cycle of the moon is the cycle of Klal Yisrael. We see the moon going up and down, waxing and waning, and we remember that even in times of trouble, in times of where we are seemingly on a downturn, we will renew, we will arise again. And when we see the moon, we make the bracha that Hashem, just as He renews the moon, will one again, will renew, will reach our full moon. May it come, Be'ezrat Hashem, in coming days, Karim B'Yemenu. And therefore, the secret word for today is the moon. Moon, the Levana, or moon. Again, keep track of all the secret words. We are going to somehow figure out how to tie all these words together. And that will be one of the proofs that you heard all this year. Okay, we have all the secret words. Go through them, and hopefully you'll remember them. Have a great day. Bye-bye.